Let's get the latest business news. Adam Maguire is with us.
Thanks, Gavin. Dublin-based solar firm Urban Volt has secured €30 million in funding from Sulla Sustainable Energy Fund. Urban Volt installs solar panels on businesses' properties at no upfront cost and then sells them discounted electricity over time to recoup the cost of the investment. Its co-founder and CEO Keith Maughan is on the line now. Keith, with ever-rising energy prices, not to mention supply concerns, what has demand for the solar service been like lately?
Well, thanks for having me on this morning. Demand has been through the roof. So we're currently pricing up about 900 projects in the Irish market on predominantly industrial and commercial roofing. We've signed up about 100 clients so far. We've installed about 28 projects to date this year. So demand is definitely there from businesses. They understand the need.
There has been a shortage of skilled talent, particularly in engineering. Is it going to be possible to meet that demand in the near future?
Yeah, I think one of the differences with Urban Volt is that we've been in business for 7 years in this industry. So we have a lot of sort of rich and deep contacts with electrical installers and electrical contractors. So we're not having a problem. We have currently five installers to help us do the installations. So we only see the demand being met currently. If it accelerates more, well, then I think it would be a great opportunity for employment in the Irish market. There's a real chance for Ireland to sort of lead the charge on sustainability from a global perspective and show how this can be done.
In terms of this €30 million fund, how quickly do you expect to use through it, and how long will it take you to recoup the investment that you're putting into these businesses?
I suppose the two questions: how long will it take to put the capital to work? Will probably be about a year and a half to put that capital to work. So we'd expect to install about 200 projects on industrial rooftops with that capital, as well as lighting as a service projects on top of that in the same buildings. So it'll probably take 18 months to deploy this capital, and then we'll be obviously looking for more. In terms of recouping our costs, I mean, it's a little, I'd say probably 7.5 years, but then we provide 20 plus year contracts with our clients, so it's a reasonably fair return for us and a fair return for the clients, because they'd have to spend the same to make the same investment.
There are proposals at the moment to remove most planning restrictions from solar panel installations. Would that make much of a difference to your work? Would it make it cheaper or speed it up?
Well, you know what? That will accelerate the cycle for us dramatically. Currently, it's about a four-month wait between when a client signs up and wants to get it installed and us having the ability to install it due to planning issues. So that will remove it. That will speed it up dramatically. However, that's not really the biggest hurdle for a lot of, for us is, I think, a feed-in tariff for our larger energy users. Many of our buildings are warehouses, and they can produce probably two or three times the amount of power that they can consume. And currently, the biggest block is being able to hook them up to the grid. ESB network seems to be moving quite slowly. So that's actually our biggest stumbling block.
Given those kind of bottlenecks and the other things we've spoken about, the government also planning to put solar panels on schools across the country. Do you think that's achievable?
Only if they can feed it back into the grid, because unfortunately, most of the production is during the summer months. So I think it's a great idea. It's about how they execute it. So it will work. I think it needs to be done in conjunction with battery storage and some kind of a way for a school to monetize the excess capacity or capacity they're not using.
Okay. Kevin Maughan, co-founder and CEO of Urban Volt, thank you very much for that.